שלום לכולם, אנחנו קוראים בתלמוד 10 הספירות.
Hello everyone, we are reading in the study of 10 ספירות. We want to enter all of us together now into one prayer, open the heart. Let's watch a video of Rav that will prepare us for this reading. Rav, we never speak about the names according to the direct light, because the direct light, it is revealed according to the reflected light. That is what is revealing whatever there is to reveal. Now we are in the world of itself, and the upper light feels everything and is in complete rest, but we are in concealment for this in this world. What does that mean? This is only what I reveal. Hence, everything is according to the revelation of the created being. That's how his world of the created being is. And now, reader, we will move on to reading the study of Ten Sefirot. This is Volume 1, Part 3, Inner Observation.
Perek Gimel.
Chapter
3
explains the 10 Sefirot of equal level containing item number 1. We should now explain the 10 Sefirot of equal level. If the level of the coupling reaches up to Keter, then it contains 100 Sefirot, which are Keter through Malchut, thickwise, clothing one over the other. Each of them contains 10 Sefirot lengthwise from Keter to Malchut. If the level of the coupling is up to Chokhmah, they have 9 Sefirot thickwise, each containing 9 Sefirot lengthwise. If the level of the coupling is up to Binah, they have 8 Sefirot thickwise, each having 8 Sefirot lengthwise. Each containing 9
Sefirot.
This applies to each and every coupling by striking the upper light on the screen. It's put here in the words of the Ari in chapter. Rav, if the Kli develops, the light comes and enters the Kli of Keter. Yes, how does it move on to the Kli of Chokhmah? It needs in the Kli of Keter, in the vessel of Keter, to reach Chokhmah. And then to move on to the Kli, the vessel of Chokhmah. Why? Because it couldn't be a Kli, a light of the vessel of Keter, to be received in the Kli of Chokhmah. It's different lights. It's, let's say, green, white light and green light. It's a different type of pleasure that the vessel reveals. Hence, it turns out that the vessel is made in this way, a square, that there are 10 Sefirot here and 10 Sefirot here. In each one of the Sefirot, there is, it contains also 10 Sefirot of its own, because every Sefira must pass and bring lights to the lower Sefirot. From here, this structure comes. We're continuing reading in Study of Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 3, Inner Observation, Chapter 3, Item Number 2 now. The reason for this is that wherever it is said that something spiritual moves from one place to another, it does not mean that it left the first place and came to a second place as in corporeality. It only implies an addition, as it remains entirely in the first place, as it was even after it comes to the second place. It turns out that the second place has been added, for there is no absence in the spiritual, since the Sefira of Keter is the root of the four phases Chuptum of direct light. They necessarily pass through it. It follows that they have left their roots in it. For there is no absence in the spiritual. Thus, the Sefira of Keter alone necessarily contains all 9 Sefirot, Kachab, Chagat, Nehi, of direct light. It is the same with the Sefira of Chokhmah. Bina and Tum passes through her and thus set their place in her. Thus, there are 8 Sefirot in the Sefira of Chokhmah, from Chokhmah to Yesod. It is also the same with Bina, where Tum passes through her and set their place in her. Thus, Bina has 7 Sefirot from Bina to Yesod. It is also the same in Chagat Nehi, in Tiferet, and in Malchut. Thus, Keter consists of 9 Sefirot, Kachab Chagat Nehi, of direct light, excluding Malchut, as Malchut has no direct light, but only reflected light. Chokhmah consists of 8 Sefirot, Chub, Chagat Nehi, of direct light, and Bina consists of 7 Sefirot. Bina, Chagat Nehi, of direct light, Chesed consists of 6 Sefirot, Chagat Nehi, of direct light, and so on similarly. Each upper Sefira consists of all the lower Sefirot that had passed inside her, as there is no absence in the spiritual, as has already been explained in part 2. Rav, in Keter enters all the lights, its own light of Keter, that doesn't descend, or the lights of that descend to Chokhmah, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, and the lights that passes through, they stay. There is no absence in spirituality. And then later in Chokhmah, its light, which doesn't pass, descends downwards, and the lights that descend downwards to the lower Sefirot, to Bina, Zeranpin. And turns out that we have truly, all in all, part of the lights and the vessels. Only it's those lights that the vessel can pass onwards for. This is called the upper triangle. And this is triangle of direct light, the lights that pass from above downward by the potsuf. Later, we will learn how by the reflected light, in the compensation, we get the lower triangle, and then there are all the lights in all the vessels. Reader, we continue reading in volume 1, part 3, in our observation. Chapter 3, item number 3. This aforementioned incorporation happened by the force of the 10 Sefirot, Kachab, Tum, of direct light themselves, even before the coupling by striking was made on the screen that raised reflected light and clothed them. However, after the coupling by striking was done on the screen in Malchut, and the reflected light rose from the screen in Malchut and clothed the Sefirot of direct light, the reflected light equalized the level of all of them. For example, if the coupling by striking had been on screen of phase 4 that raised reflected light to Keter, the 10 Sefirot of reflected light, Kachab Chagat Nehim, emerged here from Malchut and clothed the Kachab Chagat Nehim of direct light. Thus, the 10 Sefirot of reflected light are in reverse order from the 10 Sefirot of direct light. It is so because the root of the 10 Sefirot of direct light is up in Keter, and they stand from above downward, from Keter to Yesod. However, the root of the 10 Sefirot of reflected light is in Malchut, as they emerge from her. And it is discerned that they stand from below upward. Keter is of reflected light, meaning the root is in Malchut, and Chokhmah of reflected light is in Yesod of direct light. Bina of reflected light is in Hod of direct light, and Chesed of reflected light is in Netzach of direct light. Gvura of reflected light is in Tiferet of direct light. And Tiferet of reflected light is in Gvura of direct light. Netzach of reflected light is in Chesed of direct light. And Hod of reflected light is in Bina of direct light. Yesod of reflected light is in Chochmah of direct light. And Malchut of reflected light is in Keter of direct light. Thus, they stand from below upward, beginning in Malchut and ending in Keter. We continue with the video of Rav Lightman. Keter, Chochmah, Bina, Zeranpin, Malchut of direct light. They are exactly like Keter, Chochmah, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut of reflected light, and then they compensate. Malchut compensates for Keter, Zeranpin. I'm not speaking about 10 Sfirot, not in these 5. This is easier. It's Bina to Bina, Zeranpin to Chochmah, Malchut again to Keter. This, we have direct light, and this is reflected light.
It
turns out that if the created being responds to the influence, the attitude of the creator upon him, then he makes it that there is a revelation of all the lights upon him. Nanchai. On behalf of the Creator, there is one triangle, and on behalf of the created being comes the second triangle. And then there is wholeness between them. Unification. Where the Creator cannot bestow to the created being, there the created being He adds more from him. Where the Creator gives concealment, there the created being can reveal more. In the greatest coarseness, the Creator bestows the smallest light, but from there the created being gives the greatest bestowing. It turns out that in all the vessels we have the same light that comes as a response when that they connect together to a square, that they compensate each other, and then when they complete all the vessels, then they come to a circle to end sof. And we reach this specifically because the created being gives the work and the compensation to the actions of the Creator. Reader, we are reading, continuing in inner observation, chapter 3, now we are in item number 4. When the 10 Sfirot of reflected light join with the 10 Sfirot of direct light, there are 10 Sfirot in each of them. Thus, Malchut, which did not have any direct light, gained complete 10 Sfirot of reflected light from Keter to Malchut. It is so because they all went through her and remained in her permanently, as there is no absence in the spiritual. The sword of direct light, which had only one sphira of direct light, now has 9 sphirot of reflected light, from Chochmah to Malchut, as all of them went through him. Hod of direct light, which had only 2 sphirot, now acquired 8 sphirot of reflected light from Bina to Malchut. Netzach of direct light, which had 3 sfirot, acquired 7 sfirot from Chesed to Malchut. It follows similarly until Chochmah of direct light, which had 8 sfirot of direct light, Chub, Chagat, Nehi, now acquired Yesod and Malchut of reflected light, and was completed in 10 Sfirot. Keter of direct light having nine spherot, Kachab Chagat Nehi of direct light, has now acquired Malchut of reflected light and was completed in ten spherot. Item number five. It turns out that Malchut of reflected light acquired the level of Keter, for she has joined with Keter of direct light. The sort of reflected light acquired the level of Chokhmah, for he has joined with Chokhmah of direct light, and Hod acquired the level of Bina as it joined with Bina. It is therefore considered that Chokhmah of direct light acquired the level of Keter, since the Malchut of reflected light that has joined with Keter has become the level of Keter, went through Chokhmah and was set there. Thus Chokhmah too acquired the level of Keter. Similarly, Bina of direct light acquired the level of Keter because Yesod and Malchut of reflected light that became Chokhmah and Keter went through her and left her roots in her. Similarly, each and every Sfira of direct light acquired the level of Keter because of Malchut of reflected light that had connected with Keter, necessarily went through them and was set in them. Hence, after the reflected light rose and connected with the direct light, all the Sfirot became equal in their level up to Keter. Let's listen now to the words of Rav Leitman in the next following clip. How much that the coarseness of the created being is greater, is reflected light reaches and attains a higher altitude of direct light. These are the sfirot of direct light, and this is the coarseness of the created being, his desire. Of you, the coarseness of the created being, how much that he can implement this coarseness, work with it, that's how much he can raise higher and attain the spiritual altitude. It depends to the level of coarseness that one works with. The more he has more questions, more trouble, more darkness, contradictions, and he works above it in order to bestow, and it remains all these things, all these questions, all the contradictions, the darkness, it remains. And despite that, he works against it in bestowal. Look how much there are levels of coarseness of youth to a vessel that works with level four, phase four of coarseness, then accordingly it has the reflected light that reaches all the way to Keter and attains the quality of Keter. It becomes as Keter. And to somebody who works with a lesson of youth, then not with, but with coarseness three, then he attains reflected light of Chokhmah, unlike coarseness number four, which is Keter. Here it's Chokhmah. Reader. We will renew our intention. Remember that we want to draw the reforming light. And we will continue reading in study of Tetzviot. Volume 1, Part 3, Inner Observation, Chapter 3, Item Number 6. It is considered that that incorporation, where each and every Sfira was incorporated with the 10 Sfirot by joining of the direct light with the reflected light, is thickwise clothing one another. This is because of their equal level. Thus, in their internality, all ten sefirot of Keter stand lengthwise from Keter to Malchut. They are clothed thickwise by ten sefirot of Chokhmah that stand lengthwise from Keter to Malchut. Ten sefirot of Binah clothe them from Keter to Malchut, etc. Until the ten sefirot in Malchut clothe outside all of them from Keter to Malchut. It turns out that 100 sefirot must emerge from every coupling by striking of the upper light on the screen of phase 4, namely 10 sefirot lengthwise, each of which expands into 10 sefirot thickwise, and all of them are on the equal level up to Keter. Similarly, from the coupling by striking on the screen of phase 3, 9 sefirot of phase 3 emerge lengthwise and 9 sefirot thickwise, whose level is equal up to Chokhmah. Similarly, in the coupling by striking of phase 2, 8 sefirot emerge lengthwise and 8 sefirot thickwise, whose level is equal up to Bina, and so on similarly. We will now move to a video of Rabbi. The question is great. What is incorporation then? In what way could it be? Incorporation could take place only in an external matter. When we do from ourselves what I am inside and how the way outside. I can't find exactly the words. And in what are we incorporated with one another? In desires we cannot incorporate. In everyone, just like their faces are different, also their desires are different. The desire is something that which is defined. This and this and this and that, they're different, and that's it. Everyone is created by a special light. What these desires do upon themselves, the way of bestowal with respect to one source, and a way of bestowing to one source, they can begin to incorporate, to be joined, because there is one source. And this one source, it is one. Hence, if they yearn to it, then only because they yearn to him, to the one, then there could be between them an action of integration. Otherwise, no. That one source that makes the inclusion between them. Otherwise, they would separate. If we want to join, not just as a gang that join and their egoistic desires, that each one is in his own egoistic desire and using the other also to get his own egoistic satisfaction. Only by including with him, then we can direct ourselves to that one source that connects between us, makes peace upon heaven, he will make peace upon us. Reader, we continue reading in Sadiq Tetzfirot, Volume 1, Part 3. In observation, we move on to Chapter 4 that explains the ten sefirot that emerge one above the other and contain... That explains ten sefirot that emerge one above the other. Item number 1, 5 levels of 10 sefirot emerge from the 5 phases of coarseness, one above the other, through refinement. Number 1, we shall now explain the 10 sefirot that emerge one above the other. know that because of the five phases in the above vessel of Malchut, five levels emerge through the above mentioned coupling by striking, one above the other. Due to the refinement of the screen and its appearance in the above five phases of coarseness in the vessel of Malchut. When the screen is over the complete coarseness in the vessel of Malchut, called the coarseness of phase four, it is considered that there are five phases in the light reflected from her. Therefore, they clothe all five phases of direct light. However, if the coarseness of phase four is refined, the reflected light is repelled from it, is too short to clothe the phase of keter of direct light, for it has only four phases. This matter is already explained sufficiently in Inner Observation, Part 2, studied there, and there is no need to elaborate on it here. We will move to a final video clip of Rav. We are, all in all, we are from the world of Ensof, expanding downward. In this downward expansion, we have seemingly 10 sefirot. Then Malchut and Bina that are mixed together. Then there is a construction of the system of the worlds. There's a construction of the system of the souls, neshamot, the system of the worlds, shattering and correction, reassembling. The system of the neshamot, the souls, shattering. And then we are in correction. Malchut and Bina, which we see in the world of Nikudim, yes, this is Nikudim, and then later in Atzilut, that Atzilut is the same world of Nikudim, only it takes under consideration all the data from the shattering, and in it, it is instructed. Malchut and Bina that are here in the world of Nikudim, they are all in all, they make the second restriction. This is still not connection, so there isn't a vessel yet. In the world after the shattering and the correction, there is already a system where there is light and a vessel, but not in the degree of neshama, but in the degree of the upper nine. These are the upper nine with respect to Malchut, how they face one another. It's a system of supervision, upper supervision, especially in the world of Malchut, with respect to Malchut. Later on, the souls. This is the main part of the vessel, because it's Bina enter Malchut. They don't have vessels also. They have to go through the shattering that Bina and Malchut would mix together. And from this mixing that they feel one another, then we can reach correction. So when do we have a vessel? A vessel we have that the soul by the system of Asirut rises and returns to the world of Ensof. Then in Ensof there is a whole vessel. That's why it reaches. Reader, we will conclude the reading here. Thank you to everyone who participated. We will see each other again, and Zohar.